Footage Show is brought to you by Jubilee Old Gym, Covent Garden. Need an effective workout using state-of-the-art equipment in the heart of London West End? Then visit Jubilee Old Gym on the corner of Covent Garden, where you can also check out the gym sauna as well as a whole host of great fitness classes. Join online for £53 a month, and there is no need for a minimum term contract when joining. Or you can use the gym on a day pass basis. Find out more at jubileeoldgym.co.uk or telephone 020-7836-4007 to work out at Jubilee Old Gym, Covent Garden.
Hello, everybody. You've joined me and Julian, Bertharat, personal trainer and French rugby guy, here at Jubilee Hall Gym in the heart of London's Covent Garden for the latest episode of the Two Guys on Fitness podcast. It's a very busy gym here today on this lovely spring morning. Good morning, Julian. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's the best. We are entering the best part of the year, which, you know, it's a sunny part. The day gets longer, the light is better. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this part of the year. What about you, Alan?
I'm a particularly sunny summer kind of guy as well, and it is a nice time of the year, it has to be said. So, as I said earlier, we're at Jubilee Hall Gym in Covent Garden, and for those who are unfamiliar, for the magic podcast that we weave every month, this is Two Guys on Fitness, where we look at exercise, nutrition, fitness, and everything related to having a healthy and long life. You're joining me, Alan Teresa. I'm not particularly a professional gym guy, though I do try my best. And my good friend here, Julian Bertharat, personal trainer, rugby kind of guy. He's very much a professional gym guy. He also tries his best as well. And today, he is dressed all in black. He's looking very stylish today, ladies and gentlemen. As you will see later on, if you choose to watch the video that goes with this episode, because he's in a very black and white mood. So, Julian, what are we doing this month on the podcast?
So this month, Alan, we're doing glutes.
Actually, this month, indeed, we are exercising glutes, because on the Two Guys on Fitness podcast, we like to do episodes about specific exercise routines, and we're going to be exercising glutes with Julian. And for those of you who love to watch Julian working out, you can also watch the video that goes with this episode, during which Julian shows you exactly the combo that he's featuring this month. And why are we doing glutes, Julian, this month on the Two Guys on Fitness podcast?
Well, for a rugby man like me, glutes are essential. And also glutes, it's, let's say, part of the lower part body, which is legs. And it's very important to have strong glutes to avoid core issue, hip issue. And it's not to be honest, it's not the glute, is more the geographic area around the glute, which is the legs area, the lower back area with the core as well. All this is very important to have a very strong lower part body. You walk on your legs, and it seems to be like a very obvious statement, but a lot of people overtrain the upper part and undertrain the lower part. It's a huge mistake. So that's why we talk about the glutes.
Very good. So we're going to play the video shortly. That's a fascinating part of the podcast for those of you only listening in audio. And Julian is also going to give us a walkthrough of the four exercises, which you can also listen to and you can try yourself. So you can go through the four glutes exercises and also watch them on video. But here's a question before we get into that, Julian. How often should guys, men or women, how often should guys exercise their glutes to see an effect? And by an effect, I'm assuming a strong kind of like muscular lower part of the body.
Well, if you want to get a change like noticeable in any body part of your body, you should exercise every day this part. But the question is like to with different sort of strengths. So for example, you could do simply a step up, you know, on a box, you know. every day, like 10 reps each. You could do air squat, okay, every day. There's no overweight and there's no weight on your shoulders, for example, for an air squat. So, yeah, body weight exercise for your legs, you could do it every day. You know, stepping, squatting, all that free of weight, you can do that every day for a long set, you know. So my answer is, yeah, almost every day, but one or two sessions a week with heavier weights to actually develop the muscle. Do you ever exercise your glutes, Alan?
I do. I exercise every other day. I do a kind of upper body, lower body split when I exercise with a regime which is built upon incremental weights. So as I move forward over time, the amount of weights and resistance I work with gets heavier and more demanding, which is how I have this fantastic body I have now, frankly, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so when I do that, by the way, I do... do a certain amount of work like sissy squats. It's always a bizarre kind of name for an exercise, I think. But I do that every time I do a workout, regardless whether it's the top or the bottom part of the body, which I absolutely love, which is also very good for the core muscle group as well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested. It gives you stability and strength, and it makes you feel stronger, funnily enough, in the course of working out. You feel like, you know, you have stability, which is an important part of exercising. Julian is looking at me now, ladies and gentlemen, with his foxy eyes, and I know what he's thinking. What he's thinking is, he's learned from the master, and it is true. I've learned all of this from Julian. Okay, so shall we get through your talk through of the four glute exercises?
Yeah, let's do it. This is one of Julian's combos. So the first one of those exercises for the glute are called the rear foot elevated split squat. So more commonly known as the split squat, obviously. So first of all, put your foot on the box, flat foot, okay. Then the other legs forward. You're gonna do now a sort of lunges, going down, okay. The point is to not let your knee going over your toe. And you go straight down in holding weight if possible, and you squat basically on one leg really. And the idea is to target your glutes and your quadriceps and opposite legs to go for a set of 10. You can do that 3 times, take a little break in between of 20 seconds. It is not an easy exercise, especially with your ankle. You can maybe say there is two little variations. One with your foot flat on a box. If it's too painful, maybe you can put that foot in the back on your toe. But I would prefer, if you have a choice, I would prefer you to leave your foot flat on the box. Okay. Slow on the way down, slow on the way up. It's a hard exercise, a lot of pressure on your legs, but a good one. So the second one is a dumbbell step up. So on the box again, but now you're gonna step up. Place a step in front of you. In front of a mirror is better, you can see your posture. Take the dumbbell, step onto the block with one leg and return to the standing position. Repeat on the other leg and you should feel again your glutes massively here. Try to pick up the right weight because you don't want to fall over the block. 3 sets of 10, as always. So now, the single leg deadlift. Stand on both legs, holding a weight suitable for your goals and ability on one hand. Place your free hand on your hip. Now lean forward, leading with the hand, holding the weight until the weight touches the floor and in front of you while lifting the alternate leg to the hand, holding the weight until the leg is parallel to your body. Reverse the movement and stand up upright. Repeat on the other leg. Again, 3 sets of 10 or 4 sets of 8. Finally, the last exercise, a single arm dumbbell or kettle drum swing. So using the same starting position and weight, stand feet spread upright, facing a mirror, holding your weight in one hand. Now lean forward, bending at the hip, not the back, until the weight is lower between your legs and knee. Now stand erect, squeezing your glutes and pushing your hip forward, and swing the weight to shoulder 8 in a controlled fashion, no jerking. Return to the starting position and repeat. Again, four set of eight or three set of 10, and you got your four exercise for your glute. They are quite interesting, and altogether it should take you 15-20 minutes to achieve all of them. Enjoy.
Interested in popular culture, movies, music and politics? Then check out ageofdivision.com to read reviews, retrospectives and commentary on the current crazy world we live in. ageofdivision.com, where popular culture meets the real world. So every month on the podcast, as everybody who listens regularly, and we love you people who listen regularly, we take questions from the wonderful listeners. We go through all of the comments and the questions that come into us here at the Two Guys on Fitness podcast through our website, twoguysonfitness.com, or through his website,
julienbertera.com,
or through our social media. That means our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter. And we pick out two questions every month and we do our best to answer those questions. So let's delve in and see what two questions we are looking at this month. And first up, it is myself, Julian. I'm going to be reading the first question. And we have a question from Ben in Worcester, who is 36 and cycling a lot as well as doing HIIT training. I'm not a huge fan of HIIT training, to be honest with you, Ben, but that's just my personal preference. And according to an email he has sent us through our website, Ben's question is as follows. How much time should you leave after eating before exercising and afterwards before eating again? I have a shake after I work out or take a bike ride. Is that a good idea? Now, funnily enough, Ben, this is the kind of topic we talk about quite a lot. And Julian has some very strong views on when to eat and what to eat and the value of protein shakes in regard to exercising. So, Julian, Ben here, he's 36. He exercises. He likes to ride his bicycle. How much of a gap should he leave after eating before he does so? And how much of a gap should he leave afterwards before he eats again or has a protein shake?
Well, before, it all depends what is what you have for your meal. If it's a light meal, like I don't know, a banana, a little protein bar, and a coffee, well, half an hour before should be just good enough. If it's basically a breakfast, like eggs, potatoes, I would say that, you know, you need 3 hours, something like that. So after working out, I think it's more beneficiary to eat within an hour. Your body will assimilate faster the protein and the nutrients. So that's my answer. And now after workout, eating is the best. Before, it depends. Like lunch, it's like snack, let's say half an hour should be enough. Heavier, like, you know, pasta, breakfast, whatever, 3-4 hours before. Concerning the protein shake, as you know, I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's a bad idea. I just think my answer is just unnecessary.
Funny thing is, I have a protein shake or a protein bar every day. And in fact, listeners, I've just shoved a bit of a protein bar in my mouth while Julian was talking because I thought he would be talking for a bit longer. But you're not a big fan, are you, Julian? You're more of a whole food kind of guy.
No, it's not that. It, I think, like, this all this protein shake, protein bar, it's just, it's completely necessary. Now, you might have this kind of product, might have a big success because basically, a human these days is always craving for food. That's the society we live in. We need to eat all the time. And every time we have a rest, we think about eating something. So this protein bar, protein shake are just really an offer. I would say wisely put by the sort of company to sell something after a workout. After a workout, all you need is to have a normal meal, and that's it.
So, Ben, I hope that's useful to you as you consider what to do before you climb on or indeed off that bike. And I do believe, Julian, that you're the next up with the second question this month.
Now, we have a question sent by Carrie on Twitter who asks, I've recently had a beautiful baby girl. I used to exercise twice a week and like to run, but I've done nothing since I had my child. How do I get started again, and what is the best way to get back onto my fitness?
Well, there you go. And funny enough, you're asking the right guy here, because Julian does a certain amount of training for women who are pregnant and also women who have just had their little babies. So, Julian, this is one of those pregnancy questions. So fire away, Papa Birth Rat.
Well, after giving birth, yeah, there is a period of 2-3 months. You should go and see your practitioner, your doctor, to double check if she or he give you the green light to basically re-exercise. At the beginning, when you get back into it, it's about reactivate your core muscle, because obviously that's the part of your body being damaged by the pregnancy and the delivery too. So the first 2-3 weeks, maybe more, of your training should be based on light exercise to reactivate your core tissue, your core muscle. And yeah, it's running might be not the best option right at the beginning because of the impact, and you know, walking is completely fine, I would say. And yeah, so the answer is how to get started again. It's core exercise, like to reactivate the muscle, your glute muscle as well. Not too many upper body. Yeah, it's just, I mean, I would say it sounds like a common sense, but gradually going crescendo basically in terms of difficulty for the exercise. But the beginning is about reactivating your core muscle.
So there you go. Hope that is useful for you, Carrie, as you reactivate your core muscles there and get back into your fitness swing of things. And remember, if you do want to contact us, if you want to ask Julian any questions about your training or your diet, then you can do so through all those social media channels I touched upon earlier, through our websites, and we love it when you get in touch. So there you go, Julian. It's another episode of the Two Guys on Fitness podcast out of the way. We exercised our glutes, or rather you exercised your glutes. And do you feel the effect of all those exercises we did earlier? Or should I say you did earlier?
Yeah, I certainly do. I think it's to feel your legs. It's always a nice feeling, I have to say. Your glute, it's always a nice feeling. It's I enjoy. I start every week, every Monday, I start training my legs. You know, it's for me a perfect way to start the week. I mix it with some shoulders, obviously, but legs, yeah. Legs is, I can't empathize enough the fact that the legs are the foundation of your body, and it's definitely not your chest or your shoulder. It's all about using your calf, the back of your leg, your glute, your quadriceps, your core. All of that prevent a lot of injury.
They do, and of course without a strong foundation, without the ability to move yourself about, you lose confidence and you become prone to all kinds of instabilities. So there you go. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Two Guys on Fitness podcast, ladies and gentlemen, and that you indeed will be exercising your glutes in the way that my good personal trainer friend here, Julian Bertharat, suggested is a good idea. Oh, and by the way, if you do, let us know how you get on, even if you don't particularly enjoy the exercises, because then we can pull Julian's tail a little bit, which is always entertaining. So have you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, Julian?
I did. It's one of my favorites. You know, glutes. It's cool. It's the best part to train.
It is the best part to train. I think Julian actually likes training any part of his body, to be honest with you. And so we say goodbye to you. Thank you for listening to the podcast this month, everybody. And whatever you do,
enjoy your workout.